Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Well, it's been a minute. What's up from Nashville, ladies and gentlemen? I'm being for reals. If you don't believe me, I got pictures. How are you doing? Actually, wait. Did I just say that? Let me wash the taste out of my mouth. How's it going? The one, the only Brian Reals. Who the fuck else? On top of the hour. On the hour. Only an hour. Of wrestling news, insights, and what the fuck is going on inside the world of professional wrestling. Yes, we are live on Wednesdays and the occasional Saturday, depending on if it's afternoon, depending on Pete Simpson's feeling. Yes, it is live in the afternoon on Wednesdays, Fridays, or Saturdays. Not afternoon, but Wednesday night, day after SmackDown. No, the day after NXT, my bad. They keep switching dates on certain things, folks. My bad. Anyways, let's start right at the gate with NXT results. What's going on around the horn? AEW Dynamite's over with and done, but some major, major news. And also, I will be covering, well, the latest influxes. Just save that for Friday, Saturday. CM Punk and Daniel Bryan. And we will be, Pizza Simpson and I will be going over one hot take, so on and so forth. If you have any questions, message us through Wrestle_Radio, WrestleRadio.com/Facebook.com. If you have any concerns, just do so on the same social media handles, except for one added, Brian, or @_BrianRails on Twitter, or BTrain05000, whichever. All right? You have Instagram, Facebook, and the Twitter. So NXT had a lot of stuff going on, including, what was it? Well, there's a lot of including. So Raquel Gonzalez gets turned on by her own best friend, Dakota Kai. We knew that was coming. Fit Row finally takes a loss to Fabian Aichner and Marcel Bartel. Wow, that's a first, right? Also, the women's tag team division, you had Frankie Monet and Jesse Kamea from the Robert Stone brand versus Casey Catanzaro and Kaylin Carter. Because of a miscue, thanks to Robert Stone, Casey Catanzaro and Kaylin Carter pick up the victory. Raquel, like I said, Raquel Gonzalez gets plunketed. Then Kyle O'Reilly goes nuts all over Adam Cole with a steel chair. And then they made the announcement at NXT TakeOver 37, 38. It'll be Dragunov versus Eli Dragunov versus Walter. Oh, and Karrion Kross will be facing Samoa Joe also at TakeOver. And Io Shirai and what's her nuts? Zoe Stark, yes. Io Shirai and Zoe Stark, not a very good women's tag team. And they're the women's tag team champions. So how does this work? Right? How does this equate? How does that add up? Cameron Grimes is seen, you know, doing, you know, being LA Knight's bitch boy, you know, on the golf course, and they're trying to reiterate the Million Dollar Man. Million Dollar Man comes up to Cameron and says, Lee, you're a contender. You're not a butler, you're a contender. Which, okay. What's funny is, way back in the day, Ted was not as soft as he is now. Does, I mean, the Million Dollar Man is a baby face? Does that even make any kind of sense? Also, the breakout tournament occurred, and Carmelo Hayes is on a fucking roll. So, let's see here. The main, oh yes, Timothy Thatcher and Tommaso Ciampa got brutalized by Ridge Holland. That dude was out and injured for quite some time. And ironically enough, wasn't the man behind it Oney Lorcan? What do I know? What do I know? I know that that kind of sums up, actually, that kind of sums up NXT. Might as well. So, moving forward, I got to point this out before I get into a tangible rant that will have point valid points to them, or valid points to it. It's about CM Punk and how WWE perceives him to be, okay? Now, I know that Pizza Simpson would prefer me to do something different, talk about something different, something positive in professional wrestling. One, they're having shows again. That's positive. Two, they're having shows again. That's positive. Three, I guess I'll vary from the fucking script. Wrestling in general is getting better because you have all these big names coming out. Like, so there's rumors of The Rock coming back at Survivor Series. There's no longer rumors about Becky Lynch, and we know it's coming. Queen of the Ring, SmackDown Live. As far as continuity goes, yeah, WWE has not been known to follow up on a lot of stories, but I think it's a good one. I think it's a good one. To have Queen of the Ring and also possibly have King of the Ring tournament. I mean, it'd be amazing. But, yeah, AEW, I don't even want to venture into going after what's going on in them because that's gonna flood airwaves like you wouldn't believe. Like, OMG, look at the impact CM Punk the moment he came in, blah, 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 yada, blah, 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 blah. I'm just going to start this long-ass rant. I mean, the following content does contain words not suitable for minors. The opinions, the thoughts, and the processes do not reflect any of the following companies: Ring of Honor, WWE, Impact Wrestling, APJW, MPJW. And I can guarantee you that you will not come out the same after this roller coaster ride, all right? So, I got something to tell you. If you think that you're going to come out the same after listening to this shit, boy, you got other things coming. Also, parents, if you have kids under the age of 18, please do not let them listen to my random ramblings that actually have a point to them once I get done rambling. Okay? So, monkeys in the truck, please hit this special music. Welcome back, CM Punk. He's not on my show, but welcome, you know, the welcome. You get the point, folks. Monkeys in the truck, please hit his music. In my eyes, what do you see? The cost of personality. I know your anger, I know your dreams. I've been everything you wanna be. Oh, I'm the cost of personality. Like so, the title speaks for itself. you got a guy that's going into AEW, but before I get into that, I read an article earlier today, actually articles mainly citing the same thing about CM Punk going into WWE, and then, or back into WWE, and then proceeding to avoid AEW because he wanted nothing to do with those fucks for quite some time, and then he comes back just recently, signs a contract, so they must have offered him a shit ton of money. Do you know how much of a draw that CM Punk is going to become? I can already answer my own question. Not only is he one big fucking draw, he's going to draw a lot. And this is just speaking from a perspective that I've seen this dude, not just in WWE or AEW currently speaking. I've seen this dude in Ring of Honor. I have seen him wrestle in Japan. Now, some people may criticize his methodology of doing shit, but I mean, let's be honest with ourselves. WWE, they've gotten somewhat better, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to get disagreed upon with it because facts are facts. When CM Punk first arrived in WWE, there was a point where he wasn't himself. He wasn't feeling it. And from that point on, it seems like he was always an outcast. And when you're an outcast in any kind of professional sport, it's kind of hard to get people to take an understanding of what you are in professional wrestling. Punk's probably one of the few guys that I think has been through the actual ringer in WWE. I say this because I followed his career from, I believe it was, yeah, 08, 09, one of those 2 days, or one of those 2 years, sorry, that Punk just absolutely became smash hit with some guys, and some guys he was like, he's speaking a foreign language, trying to get an understanding of Punk's character. And the sad part is, whenever he'd be utilized in WWE, it wasn't for very long. It was in ladder matches. It was in WrestleMania with Undertaker, which, by the way, that match that he had at Mania 29, I was at. Didn't matter what I was at, no. But the quality of matches that Punk gave WWE was overlooked because of personal discord with the higher-ups. And ever since then, there still was a personal discord because they cut the show out, even though I'm pretty sure that the ratings probably made the network crash. Whenever you see CM Punk, you're thinking, well, is he going to get involved some way, somehow, some shape or form, some form of capacity in WWE? The answer was no, because the direction they were going at the time, it's just from a big CM Punk fan's perspective, and that is, I think that there still was some discord. Behind the scenes, whatever, because he signed with Fox. He didn't necessarily sign with WWE at the time. So we're looking at a guy in CM Punk that came back and gave WWE a second chance. Paige thought it was a rib when he came out for Raw Talk or Talking Smack. And even the reason why they cut those two shows out, I mean, look, Renee Young's there, CM Punk, Cage. You had the creme de la creme of commentators on one show. If Mauro Ranallo was there, that'd be the sweet little cherry on top. So Punk knew what he was getting himself into. Probably not, but from what I gather, from what others look at when they, you know, when they saw CM Punk going to AEW, I guarantee you what we saw as fans was the name CM Punk flashing in bright lights on a marquee. And as far as activity in AEW goes, I mean, you just cannot deny the man has an appeal. Whenever he picks up a microphone, that's pretty much what will draw some people in is not what will draw others in. Others will say, oh, he's overrated. Oh, he's being overhyped. Well, let's see here. I bet you, you know, the ratings went up a shit ton. And, oh, well, here's what Tony Khan had to say about CM Punk. There isn't another AEW Dynamite like this one. AEW's wrestling's Fight for the Fallen in Charlotte, North Carolina has already donated $100,000 to Charlotte. Okay, I don't care. Dynamite was the number one Wednesday show on cable the past 2 weeks. It says, how do you feel like you can really kick things into high gear with the next 2 months that you have lined up? And Tony Khan says, I think this is an all-time high for momentum for AEW. We had great momentum when the pandemic shutdown occurred. We had great – that's because they were not supposed to have crowds. But do we know? We had done an amazing pay-per-view last year, Revolution. It was a few weeks before the pandemic hit. The Dynamite shows were very well received. Our tickets were flying, and things were going great. People thought it was tough for us to have to go to empty arena shows and do all the things we did. You didn't do empty arena shows. No, the fuck you didn't. Speaking of the next 2 months, have you signed or talked to any former WWE champions, one of which likes to drop pipe bombs, and the other one is the leader of a movement? I have no comment on those, but those are good questions, but I can't comment on those. So in other words, yeah, he knew exactly what was going on. So let's see here. CM Punk. Let's see. AEW Rampage is coming to United Center, blah, blah, blah. AEW plans to be scrapped. What? Oh, my. Oh, wait. Tony Khan addresses rumors of CM Punk doing more. They already signed, though. They already fucking signed. The pros and cons of CM Punk. So let me just read to you what was I had copied and pasted into my notes about CM Punk. Let me get back on the subject, if you will. So, according to this source called Ringside News, this is their internal reaction. Additionally, we're told, let him be their headache. Those are direct quotes that we received upon questioning. It says, it is uncertain what Chicago show he will appear on, but the report confirmed a Windy City appearance for Punk. It was previously reported that WWE might have revived interest in bringing CM Punk back after AEW showed interest. This is not the case at all. There have never been any talks about CM Punk coming back. The current report floating around saying that Punk will be at a WWE show in August is also false. CM Punk and Bryan Danielson are likely to send shockwaves through the pro wrestling world when they debut for All Elite Wrestling. Those in WWE will be watching. There's no desire to have CM Punk back. Okay, let me just elaborate on the subject at hand. CM Punk has always been the guy that no one thought would make it, that no one ever thought would be part of anything. So really, at this point in juncture for Punk, in his career in WWE or in Ring of Honor, AEW, all I'm going to say is there's no doubt about it. He's going to make an impact no matter what position he's in for AEW, whether he's a heel, a face, It does not matter. This guy is something, an element, if you will, that's not to be fucked with. He's not to be forgotten. He's not to be misused. Because if AEW does start to do that, I can guarantee you right out the gate, Punk's not going to want to be any part of him. But there must be something that he sees in this company in order for him to be a part of. So what I'm going to tell you is I don't doubt in my mind that CM Punk is going to be leaving AEW anytime soon. He's not going to leave. There's Jim Ross. There's Tony Schiavone. There's announcers that make impact. There's announcers that do really good. So what I'm going to tell you is this. From the moment that I saw that he signed with AEW, I went from, boy, AEW needs a spark. They need something to light a fire under their ass. Well, there's no doubting what CM Punk will do as soon as he gets on air with AEW, as soon as he picks up a microphone, as soon as he gets in the ring and starts wrestling, or maybe not wrestling, I don't know. But from what I gather, folks, from what I've been told about what CM Punk will do for AEW, there's just no fucking, there's no going back. There's no doubt in my mind that people will think the worst when it comes to Punk and Bryan Danielson being in AEW at the same time. Why? Because some people have already speculated that they're damaged goods, that they're not going to spark AEW. They're just going to be like a one and done, a one-hit wonder. So CM Punk, Bryan Danielson. Now they've got Moxley, Omega, and the two biggest elements that you can think of that's going to make AEW the best. So without a shadow of a doubt, y'all, this is what I'm going to say. The man that dropped pipe bombs in WWE, the man that wrestled Eddie Guerrero in Ring of Honor in 2002, the man that literally picked up a microphone, said his piece, and no matter what company he's worked for, whether he's been a heel or a babyface, you cannot deny this man's talent. And that is why he is in AEW. Something must have sparked him and said, hey, this is where the talent's going. Because WWE, I don't know if you still have to walk on eggshells, according to some, or feel like walking on eggshells while working for the company. But does that mean I'm jumping ship to AEW? No, that means, all this means is I'm going to watch both AEW and WWE. Why? There's two names that come to mind outside of Macho Man Randy Savage, outside of Undertaker, outside of The Rock, outside of Triple H, outside of Bret the Hitman Hart, outside of Shawn Michaels, outside of Kevin Nash, outside of Scott Hall. I can go on down the list. Rob Van Dam, Big Van Vader, Cactus Jack. That when I think of professional wrestling, I think of who's going to attract attention to an audience, good or bad. And there are a lot of names that come to my mind when that happens, but most that stands out in current day present would be CM Punk. There are a lot of people that do not like him, that think he's overrated, he's overhyped. Ah, man. From what I can tell you, he's not overhyped. He's just a guy that's trying to rekindle a career. I don't think so. his career is going to probably be reborn and probably prove a lot of people wrong that have been saying and doubting, oh, yeah, CM Punk, yeah, we've seen this chapter before. He's not going to do anything. He's just going to be a one-hit wonder. No, I don't think so. If I think further on this, there's no doubt in my mind that he's going to do great things in AEW. Whether he's managing someone, which I don't think so, I think Punk's been itching to get back in the ring. Will it be? Will it be someone else? Will it be Kenny Omega maybe? Will it be one of the Elite? Will it be Chris Jericho again? Will it be Sammy Guevara? I don't know. Will it be Jungle Boy? Could it be anybody from the AEW roster that Punk works with or works against? I'm going to tell you all right now, all of professional wrestling, sure, some of the casuals will not know who CM Punk is if you ask that question, who is this wrestler? They'll know the usual names, Rock, Hogan, Piper, Savage, Flair, Cena, Ultimate Warrior. But allow me to introduce you to a little something I like to call, you know, not just pipe bombs, but real. You want organic. You want someone to that can identify with the crowd and can make an audience talk about what he did, not only the day after, but the week after, and the week after that, and the month after, and the month after that. That guy is CM Punk. Love him, hate him, think he's a headache. Doesn't fucking matter. I think CM Punk is going to do, by far, AEW justice. Not just, I cannot talk about Bryan Danielson enough. These two going into the company like the way they're going into right now. Wow. So, all in all, the shift for Punk from WWE to AEW. I don't really think Punk really wanted to be a panel. I think he wanted to be involved in some way, shape, or form and capacity, whether he'll admit it or not. I don't speak for Punk. I don't intend to speak for Punk, but whenever that man opens his mouth, whenever you see him get involved in some form of capacity, ringside, in-ring, it's just mesmerizing for some. Because he tells a story. He doesn't sugarcoat shit. He tells it like it is. Just like he told it like it was, you know, the match from Mania 29 and Undertaker, he believed that he should have gotten paid more. I believe that he's right. He should have been paid more. To the extent that, because, you know, when you wrestle a guy the caliber of The Undertaker and you basically outshine the rest of the card, that's his match with The Undertaker was very similar to Ricky the Dragon Steamboat and Macho Man Randy Savage's in the sense that it was a Broadway, but it told a fucking story. That's one of the things CM Punk does well, is whether he's on the microphone or wrestling in a match, or being a commentator, he's telling you a story. I do find it funny that Khan tried to downplay this and was like, or keep it on the down low, was like, we don't have any truth to these rumors, blah, blah, blah. They're just rumors. Okay. Cool beans, because these rumors became reality or realities, and they're two of the biggest realities. And like I said, I can only mention one because I got to save some for Pizza Simpson to discuss with me over the weekend when I get back. All right, kind of negative impact may Punk have on the rest of the roster? Well, now all the attention's on CM Punk. Whether or not, you know, he gets involved right away or he doesn't get involved, now it's going to amplify this shit by 1 million. Why? again, I'll say it a million times over and over again. This motherfucker is a fucking ratings draw. Okay, so if you have somebody that's got the ability to grab not only ratings, but get more merchandise pushed, and may align himself with Bryan Danielson, maybe. But from what I gather, after, you know, what was read, it's not guaranteed that they, WWE said, well, he's your problem now, he's your headache now. Do you have any idea that AEW took on like half the Hall of Fame from WWE, including Billy Gunn, including The Undertaker, including a lot of names. They have Jake the Snake Roberts, for fuck's sake. They've got Tully Blanchard. And it's like, from what I gather, from what I've read and what I have researched, Punk's going to have more of a role than just, oh, you're going to wrestle Bryan Danielson. I think there's more to it than that. There is more to it than that. Why would AEW all of a sudden bring back, you know, or bring CM Punk and Daniel Bryan into the fold? Good question. Because even though they broke the 1 million record of, you know, viewership, they still have a lot of things to do. Okay? And one of those things probably was acquiring two big names, making sure, you know, we keep in touch with the norm, right? What is normal in professional wrestling? What is normal? I guess it would be, here's a story, here's a feud, here's a story, there's a feud. Bitch and complain about it. Let's have at it. That's not the way professional wrestling was intended to be interpreted by some. With CM Punk, you don't need a translator. He's just an open fucking book. He's not there. He's one of those wrestlers that reminds me of, like, okay, if Brian Pillman were still around, because he went so badly. Make a name for himself yet again, be reborn. Might not be the CM Punk with Living Color, you know, cult of personality. This is going to be a brand new CM Punk. Good, bad, ugly, indifferent. His addition, you know, to AEW is huge. I mean, I find it funny that someone made the rumor that he was going to, he's going to return to WWE, but that's impossible because he just signed a contract for all intents and purposes of not being a part of WWE. It was part of AEW. So, I mean, there's a lot of, why the hell is he a part of AEW now? Well, dudes, WWE wasn't going to hurry up to get him to be a trainer also. They weren't in a hurry to use him. Point period. Had Talking Smack or Raw Talk. There's a few people that gave him hugs and handshakes and all that, out of respect. But I'm going to end this by saying the following, because I've been driving for 8.5 hours, folks. But that's aside from the point. When you've got combustible elements that is going to absolutely help your brand in AEW, remember this. This is the guy that helped a lot of people. Not some slum who just vacuums rooms every day, you know. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but anyways, what I'm trying to make is CM Punk is that draw. He's that X factor. Kind of like when Sting came over. Okay. I'm going to have to cut it short, folks, because I am fading in and out, but I'm going to make the final points. You want a guy that exudes and exemplifies what a professional wrestler should be very similar to, not because he threw fits, not because, you know, he's a legend for writing his book, but just take one day at a time type thing. That's how I think CM Punk approached it too, dude. But, all right. CM Punk, there's going to be more to discuss on Saturday's edition of Wrestle Radio Network. I'm not going to talk in circles and repeat myself, so all I'm going to tell you is, if you didn't like what good old Brian Rails had to say, then I got three choice words for you. Forget about it. Who those bitches from Nashville? I got to get some shut-eye, my beauty rest, right? Hey. Monkeys in the Truck, could you please do me a solid and hit my music? Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cost of personality.
Just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.